Good morning. As we discussed last week, if a person is tevea, he goes to his friend and says, "You owe me $5 million. The friend responds, "Lahadam, I never met you. I don't know who you are." So this is a kofar bakol. You're denying everything. And the hamoitz mechvei avaray, in the absence of any proof, your potter, midaraisa, there's no chiv to make a shvua. Because the assumption is, ein adam meiz panav b'fnei bal choiv. People do not have the ha'ozo, the chutzpah, to look someone in the eye who lent them $5 million and to say, and then to completely deny it. Now, this is midoraisa. Unfortunately, as time has gone on, people's ha'ozo apparently have gotten more and more, and people today would be quicker to deny it, and therefore the Chazal instituted a shvuas hesis. In the Rabbanon, you do have to make a shvua even by a kofar bakol. Now, if you claim that your friend owes you $5 million, he says, "No, I don't owe you $5 million, but I taka remember a couple years back, I wanted to buy a soda, I was short some change, you lent me 50 cents. So in that case, you are a moida b'miktsas. You are not completely denying the debt, you are admitting to part of it. And a moida b'miktsas, the halacha is chayev a shvua d'oraisa. We say, the way Mara explains, that here you're not completely denying it. The pshat is really you want to admit, you just don't have the cash, you want to push them off, and therefore you're making a partial admission. Yeah, well, when you have a shtar, it's going to be hard to say, lahadam, I never met you, if there is a signed document that you borrow the money. So this is all assuming there are no witnesses, there's no shtar, this is all verbal. If you have witnesses, obviously you have witnesses that he owes the money, you'll have to pay. If you have an eid echad, if you have one witness, then even if you're a kofar bakol, if one witness says, "No, you did borrow money," you have to make a shvua to be makish the eid. You have to make a shvua to contradict with the eid's testimony. If you're not unable or unwilling to make a shvua, then you will have to pay. Now, if you're not sure what happened, you simply don't remember. So in that case, if your friend is saying, "I lent you $5 million, you say, "You know what, I don't remember, maybe yes, maybe no, it's been a while." So in such a case, you're any day himhil visani. You don't remember whether you ever borrowed the money. So there, you're potter. If the fellow does not have any edus, he does not have any proof to the loan, since you are, even though bari v'shema, we paskin lav bari adif, you are the mochsik, you are potter without a shvua. Now again, midrabanon, the same way there's a shvuas hesis if you deny everything. If you say, "I don't remember," there also is a chi of shvuas hesis midrabanon. However, midaraisa, this is the equivalent of a kofar bakol, bari v'shem alav bari odif. What? Yes. The shvuas has here is that you don't remember owing the money. That as far as you're correct, that you're a shem. Now, in a case of a bari v'shem, by any day imhil visani, you're unsure if you ever borrow the money. Although Bezdin cannot force you to pay, there is a chi of latzei sudei shemayim. Because your counterparty is a bari, he is sure that you borrow the money, and you are not confident, you can't deny it, you're a suffik, you're a shema. So Bezdin cannot force you to pay, because there's no evidence, there's no proof. Hamitza mechavel avaraya. But nevertheless, because there's a bari connected to shema, then a person should pay to be yotze midei seker because of the possibility that he's being over an iser gezel if he does not go ahead and pay. We can't force it, but that is his personal chiv lotze sidei shemayim. Now, there's an interesting machlokes the Beis Yaakov discusses what happens if person, you go to your friend, you owe me $5 million. He says, "I don't remember." And he pulls out his checkbook and pays you the $5 million. Yeah, I know, this is a theoretical shayla. But what is the halacha if al pi din he's potter? He has a chi of lotse sidei shemayim, and he goes ahead paying, thinking that this is his obligation. You're yelling and screaming at him, "What are you talking about? You don't remember, it was this, you owe me the money, you owe me the money." The person says, "Okay, fine, I owe you the money." He pays. But he's under the impression that al pi din he owes the money. Zok de Beis Yaakov, it's usher to accept it. And if you do cash the check, you have a chiv to return it. Because al pi din, he's potter. He did his potter. Why did he pay you? He's only paying because he thinks he's a mechuyev to. That's mechila b'tayis. He doesn't intend to do it. He's doing it simply because by mistake. He thinks this is his obligation. Since he is doing it by mistake, if he knew that he was not chayav al pidin, he would not be paying. Zok the Beis Yaakov, you're not allowed to take it. And if you do take it, you'd have to return it because
I know that he's trying to give you the money. So why should I have to return it?
Okay, good. We got that in a minute. This is negay in a few cases. This particular case, you're right, that I'm a bari, I'm saying he really owes the money. You have other cases where, let's say, there's a sfeika d'dina, or you have other cases where neither of us know, but by Hashem v'Hashem, by any day in Paratich, there's a machlokes, many places can say, if neither of us remember, if we know the money was borrowed, and neither of us know if it was repaid, so then you're pater, but zechi v'atis yidei shemayim. Now, in that case, even the malva doesn't know. He doesn't remember. If the loiva goes ahead paying, thinking, he remembers half the shear. He remembered hearing a shear that any day in Paratich, if you know you borrowed, you don't remember, if you repaid, you have to give it back. What he forgot was that's only if there's a bari. If there's a shema, then according to most places, there is no chiyuv bidei adam. There's only chiyuv bidei shemayim. So, what? You know, if the chiyuv bidei shemayim is if you know that you're pater, you know there's a chiyuv bidei shemayim. To you, you're the kind of person who the chiyuv bidei shemayim is more important than the $5 million, and you're paying it knowing I'm not a pidin on manchay, but I'm doing this lidei shemayim. The issue here is, what happens if you're paying because you think you don't have a choice? You think your chayev and bezlin is going to force you to pay, and your chayev al pi din, and that's why you're cutting the check. So there the Beis Yaakov says you cannot accept it, and you have to be medea the person. Thank you very much. It's very generous and thoughtful, but you should just know, al pi din, you're really potter. You don't have to do this, even though this is the right thing to do. Oh, okay. And Chami, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But al-Pidin, you're taking money. He says it's a suffix, the way that Evan Ozel says it, it's a suffix gezel. You're given money, betoyus, you know it's not intended for you. You have no idea if you're entitled to it. You have no right to spend this money. You have to give it back. So this is the psak of the Beis Yaakov. The Ktsoyis argues. The Ktsoyis says that no. And it's part of the Machlag is partially is telling the story of Mechilu betoyus. But it's also, the Ktsai says, there's a concept of kihecha delekin behem nuse. We find in the Gemara different places where a person can do something, he can sell something, which the kinyan is not chal. Nevertheless, if he wants to go ahead, and if he buys it afterwards, we're assuming the kihecha delekin behem nuse, people want to do the right thing. And therefore, the Ktsai says that when a person gives its stoma, you have the right to assume he's, not that he's an am aretz, you have the right to assume he wants to do the right thing. And that's why he's cutting you the check. Even if that's not the case, the Ktsai says, even if it's a mistake, he holds after the fact, you can keep the money because it's mechila b'toyis. Again, that's a different sugya. But before the fact, the Ktsai says, you have the right to assume people are eluch yidin and people want to do the right thing. And therefore, if they're paying stam, you don't have to educate them. You don't have to explain to them and put them on notice. They really don't have to be doing this. They really are patra al pidin. You can assume that he's doing it to do the right thing. Now, it is a tremendous machloikis among the Achroinim, many paskin like the Beis Yaakov, others paskin like the Ktsois. At the end of the day, doesn't seem to be a clear hachra. However, the Chayei Levi points out, and it's very mistavra, that this whole machloikis is by a stam person. How optimistic are we about Klal Yisrael? When they cut the $5 million check, is there an assumption that they want to do the right thing, even had they known that they're pater al pidin? However, Zok the Chayei Levi, if it's clear to you, you know this fellow. He's a bum. And there's no way in the world he would be cutting this check unless he thought that he absolutely had to. In that case, the Chayei Levi says, Kluy amaloi pligi, that it would be us to accept it, and you'd have to be medea the person, that this is only a chiyuv latis de shemayim, not al pidin. Now, I heard over a psak, b'shem Rav Pamzitzal, I didn't hear it firsthand, so can't be samech on it in Gansin. But what he said was that if someone calls a Rav and asks a Shaila, and this particular halacha is a halacha where al pidin your pater, but there's a chiyuv. So Rav Pam held that this whole Beis Yaakov and Ktsayis was negeya. Two people meet in the street, they have a sichsuch, they have a fight, and one of them pays. So we have this question: he does mean lotzidei shemayim, he doesn't mean it. That's where the issue comes up. However, if someone is calling a Rav, he's calling a Rav because he wants to know what to do. what the right thing to do is. And in that case, he said, if there's a chiyuv tzitei shemayim, the Rav can just say that you can just tell him you should pay. I mean, you can't say, you're chayav al pidin to pay, because since he's calling for hadracha, he wants to know what the right thing to do is, there already a chiyuv tzitei shemayim is enough to tell the person, this is what should be done, this is tak yachiyuv tzitei shemayim. You're not mechiyuv to educate the person and tell him what your chiyuv tzitei adam is and what your chiyuv tzitei shemayim is. Now, this is all in a case where we have a suffix. There's any day in Hilvisani. There is a chiyuv. There's chiyuv to day shemayim. Now, going back to your point of tfisa, there is by a chiyuv to day shemayim. According to almost all paiskim, tfisa does not help. Now, in a case where there is only a chiyuv to day shemayim, if you want to take matters into your own hands and grab the money from the person, counterparty, you'll have to give it back. Because you can only be taivis when al pidin you have the right to it. There's a chiyuv al pidin, even though you can't prove it, even though they are sfeikos, their tfisa will help in many cases. But if the person is certainly potter, and it's only a question of latzi de shemayim, you cannot be taifis. It's his decision whether he wants to be yotzi de shemayim. It cannot be forced by a bezdin. You cannot force the matter either by taking the matter into your own hands and grabbing the money. That being said, the Kidegu brings down from Beis Meir and from others that in this case, where it's a bari v'shema, you're saying the fellow owes me the money. He's denying it. He's not sure. Zakru Kidegu, if he's not sure, then it's a suffix, right? The reason why he doesn't have to pay is I'm waiting to make a according to many poskim, if there's a sake of the dina, if we have a shailin halacha, who's right? So halacha is takva kayin. In many cases, ain't my team yada. Tfisa will help. Zakrub kive eger. Since over here the muksik is a shema, he says, I don't know, maybe I tackle you the money. This is not worse than a sake of the dina. And the same way tfisa will help by a sake of the dina, so here as well. And therefore, Kiveger says, according to the Paiskim, that Tfisa helps by a Seke Dedina, it will help by a Bari B'Shama as well. So therefore, although he agrees to the halacha of the Shach, you can't be taifis by Lotzis De Shemayim, in a case where the Mochzik is a Shema, and he agrees it's a Suffolk, he himself is making a Suffolk, it's not worse than a Seke Dedina, and therefore Kiveger says that Tfisa will help. Losses deshmayim means that yes, that's the right thing to do is because there is a possibility. Al pidin bezdin works. Bezdin has to work with vadoim, and if we don't know and it's unclear, we cannot be mechayev you to pay. On the other hand, if it is a suffix, and let me add to it, according to most poskim, this idea of losses deshmayim is only when it's a shema geruah. You're somewhat responsible for this suffix. Because you should know whether you borrowed that $5 million or not. In a case where it's completely out of your control, where there's a sveka didina, you got involved in the situation, there's a sveka, the halacha is unclear. So there the halacha is, you can say kimli, and there even lots of day shemayim. In shemayim, you don't have to go pay because there's a suffix. This case is worse because there's a shema gerua. The reason why there's a suffix here is you didn't keep track of your business dealings. And in such a case where you're the one that created the mess, if you will, bidei shemayim, it's going to be a tain on you if you're wrong, if you really do owe the money and just wasn't important enough to you actually keep track and to remember it. So if you want to be yotzei de shemayim, you should pay. Can we force you to do it? No, because maybe you're actually innocent. Maybe you actually never borrowed the money or repaid it. We don't know the story, so we can't force it. But if you want to know what to do to be yotzei de shemayim, you should be paying. So this is all by any day in Hilvisani. I don't remember if I ever borrowed the money. So in that case, bari v'shem b'la bari odif, but there is a chiyuv latzis de shemayim. In contrast, if you admit that you borrowed the money and you're unsure if you repaid it or not, there the halacha is very different. There, any adei imperatich, there if there's a known debt and a suffix whether it was repaid, there we say that you're bari v'shem b'bari odif, you have to repay. So even though you're a shema, the person has no edus, there's no shtar, there's no evidence whatsoever of what happened. Nevertheless, since you are agreeing that you borrow the money, you're not sure if you ever paid it back, so there is a chiyuv bidei adam to go ahead and to pay. Now, what is the pshat in this? Why do you have to pay by any day in pratik if there's no raya? So here, there are a number of svaras that are said. The first and most basic argument is there's a cheskas chiyuv. We all agree that 3 months ago or 3 years ago, you borrowed the money. At that point, you had a chiyuv to pay it back. There's a suffix, the malva is saying it was never repaid. You're saying, I'm not sure. Maybe it was repaid, maybe it was not repaid. Since there's a cheskas chiyuv, we know for sure there was a chiyuv at one point. We have no evidence that chiyuv ever came off. So there, the cheskas chiyuv is enough to make you pay, even though you are a tafus, even though you're holding on to the money, you have to pay. The Shach says a very similar argument, slightly different, but we'll see this makes a huge difference, lahalacha, that he applies the rule of ein safek moitzin midei vadai. There's a vadai choiv. When you borrow the money, that's a vadai reason why you'd have to pay it back. There is a safek piron. If you repaid, you're off the hook. If you didn't repay, you still owe. Ein safek moitzin midei vadai tells us that if there's a vadai chiyuv, a safek piron, the safek cannot be moitzin midei vadai, and therefore you'd have to pay back. What's the difference between these two? What happens in the following case? You agree, everyone agrees, you borrowed $1,000 from this person 3 months ago. And that's a given. And you certainly did not pay it back. The question over here is that shortly before you borrowed the money, you had given this other fellow something to watch. He lost it. He's responsible to pay you because of his negligence. It's not clear what the value is. And maybe it was worth $500, maybe it's worth $1,000, you're not sure. So you're saying, Shema, maybe before I borrowed this money, at the time that I borrowed the money, maybe you owed me $1,000 for that pikadon that you misplaced. If that's the case, it was really worth $1,000, you owed me $1,000. When you paid me the $1,000, so then it's a wash. I don't have to pay you back. So in that case, you're a Shema. The other person is a bari. The malva says, "I know I lent you $1,000. That what you gave me was only worth was worth $500." He's a bari. He's certainly owed. He's saying, "I know you owe me the $500, at least $500." You're a shema. You say, "I know I borrowed $1,000, but shema, perhaps you owed me $1,000 from that pikadon I gave you earlier." So, if the reason why bari v'shema by any of the is chayiv is because it's a cheskas chiyuv. There was a point in time where you definitely owed the money, and since there was a point in time where you owed the money, until you prove otherwise, you have to pay. If that's the svara, in this case, you're pater. Because there was never a point that you certainly owed money. It's possible if the pikadon was really worth $1,000, when you borrowed $1,000 from the malva, you never owed him a dime. It was a wash right then and there, and there was never a moment of his chayvus. So if you need a cheskas chiyuv, that you do not have. On the other hand, the svar of the Shach, of Ein Safek Moitzin Midei Vadai, there definitely is a loan for $1,000. A loan for $1,000 is a vadai, it's a siba, to have to pay back, somehow or another, to pay back $1,000. There's a safek, maybe there was this pikadon that was worth that amount. Maybe yes, maybe no. Since we have a vadai loan, a vadai hischayvos for $1,000, we have a safek whether something else created a wash. So whether that suffix came before or after the loan is irrelevant. We have a vadai reason to have to pay. We have a suffix to do for it to be a wash. Ain't suffix moitzim de vadai, and therefore you would have to pay. So the nafkamina between this reason is the Shach passens halacha lemaisa that doesn't matter the sequence of events. If there is a suffix, if ain't suffix moitzim de vadai, if you know for sure you borrowed, you don't know whether you have a counterclaim, even if that counterclaim may have preceded the halva. Nevertheless, it's going to be in a day in Paratich, and you're going to have a chiyuv to pay. This is half of the equation. That the reason why in a day in Paratich is chayiv is either because there is a cheskas chiyuv, there was a point in time that you owed the money, and therefore, until proven otherwise, we're going to assume that chazaka remains, or ain't suffering mitzvah b'dei vadai. There's something that happened which is enough to create a chiyuv. You can only ignore that if you have something which is a vadai as a p'tor. The second component is that according to most paiskim, this only works in conjunction with a bari v'shem. When you have a cheskas chiyuv, Or when you have a vadai, and then we say, bari v'shema bari adif. Normally, simply because a person says, I am sure you owe me money, bari v'shema la bari adif, you cannot be mighty mom. But when there's a cheska schiyuv backing up the bari, then that's enough to be mighty mom. The nafkmina is, for the reason why have to make the second point, is in your case. What happens if everyone acknowledges a loan was made, but neither the borrower or the lender remembers if it was repaid? So here, it's a shema v'shema, by ene yedeim pratich. So in such a case, again, there's a Rajba, and again, there's some Rishayim say that you're still chayev. There's a cheskes chayev. There's a borrow, so who cares what the party's arguments are? We know you borrowed. We don't know if you repaid. There's a chiyuv bidei adam. Most places can argue, and they say that no. The cheskes chiyuv only works when it's backed up by a borrow v'shema. But if it's a shema v'shema, then even in yedeim pratich is going to be potter bidei adam. Now this opens up a host of questions. Because if you need a borrow v'shema along with ene yedeim pratich, there are many different cases where there's something lacking in the bari v'shem. For example, a typical bari v'shem is, I come and I say, I lent you $5 million. You say, yes, I borrowed the money, but perhaps I paid, I'm not sure, yes, no. My bari is a good bari. Because if I made up this story about the $5 million and you didn't repay, it's a tremendous chutzpah. I'm looking you in the eye. You know whether I'm telling the truth or not. And I'm claiming this money. Your shema, on the other hand, is a very weak argument. If you acknowledge you borrowed $5 million and you just say, you know what, I don't remember. Maybe I did pay you, maybe I didn't pay you, I don't know, I forgot. That's, you know, it's a very weak argument. People usually remember if they pay, and it's, you know, it's a shema gerua. So in such a case, we clearly see, by a bari toiv and a shema gerua, there you have to pay. What happens in a different case? What happens if the borrower, me'ezet tamshu, has no way of knowing whether or not he paid or not? One example would be, and again, is let's say the borrower died, and you're being teveya his yarshim. So putting aside issues of being of tainina and imsach pichli, putting aside those arguments, does the yarish have any way of knowing whether his father repaid or not? No. So that means it's very easy to go to a yoyerish and say, we all know your father borrowed money. He never repaid. You know, no one's going to be mocked. No one's going to really know if you're lying. And when the yoyerish says, you know what, I have no idea whether or not the estate ever paid you back. That shema is a very believable shema. Because how should he know? It's very normal for him not to know. So in that case, do you say, there's a cheskes chiyuv. We know this estate borrowed. We don't know if it paid back. There's a bari v'shema, you have to pay. Or perhaps not. Perhaps when it's loy havalei leida, you only say a cheses chiv is good by a bari v'shema, when it's a good bari, a bad shema, then we make you pay. But if the shema is a very believable shema, and the bari is not such a strong bari, so in that case, perhaps not. This is a huge machloikis among the achrayinim. Most seem to say that you're chayev, at least that the way the Nesivus counts it. He says, roiv paisim seem to say that you're chayev. Nevertheless, because it is a tremendous machloikas, you certainly could say kimli, you're not going to be able to force the person to pay. Because, and the point again is that if you need bari v'shema along with that cheskes chiyuv, once there's a flaw in the bari v'shema, then you lav dafka are able to be mechayivim. Now the Imre Bina actually has an interesting explanation of this whole halacha. He says when you lend someone money, the understanding is that you're going to pay it back. And just simply because you say, you know what, maybe possibly I paid you back and I forgot. If you're not sure, the deal is, the umdina is, you're going to pay back unless you're going to have a very strong and definitive defense. So if you have no way, you saying that I think maybe possibly, we ignore that. It's an umdina adaitidachi. When you lend someone money, he's got to pay you back unless he has a definitive defense that he paid. Now, if he says, I never borrowed, then obviously you can't make him pay because there was never an agreement. But if there clearly was an agreement, a halva, he says, no one is willing to put out their money that you can say, just simply because you delude yourself into thinking that maybe there's a chance, that's not enough for a p'tor. This leads us to the Taz. Taz has the following shaila. A person borrowed money, or for that matter, he bought something. Goes ahead, he hands, this is done the way it's done in certain circles, he pays back the loan with a brown paper bag full of cash. Wonderful. Pays the fellow back his $50,000 in cash. A few days later, he gets a phone call. The lender says that, thank you very much for the repayment. But when I went ahead and I started spending the money, it turns out some of these bills were counterfeit. They're counterfeit. You still owe me, it was $500 were counterfeit. I want you to pay me the $500. The borrower says, I have no idea. I have no idea. I can't say for sure it was or wasn't. I mean, it looked real to me, but I don't work for the Federal Reserve. I'm not an expert in currency, but, you know, I don't know. What's the halacha in such a case? Is this any, it's, the malva is a bari. He's saying the bills that you gave me were counterfeit. The loiva is a shema. He's saying maybe they were counterfeit, maybe they weren't. I have no idea. Is this any idea im hil visani or any idea im paratich? Anybody? See, zok the rajdam, it's any idea im paratich. You borrowed the money. You borrowed $50,000. You are not sure if you paid it back or not. You handed it, you went through the motions, you handed him a stack of bills, but if it was counterfeit, that's not a payment. Yeah. So therefore, Zog the Rajdam, it's a Vadai Chiyuv, a Safik Piron, and therefore, Zog the Rajdam, you're going to have to pay. Wait a second. So Zog the Rajdam, this is Ein Adin Paratich, and he's a Bari Vashama, so he calls you and says, every dime was counterfeit. You owe me another $50,000. So it's a Bari Vashama. Any damn pratiach, you're going to have to repay him. Now, the Rajdam does say there might be a minog that once you leave the room, then already the minog asaychim is you can't come back, I guess, because there were such issues. He's not sure where there is a minog, not a minog about Pidin. He says, this is an any damn pratiach, and you have to pay. This is the Shita of the Rajdam, and it's brought down by the Shach and many other Achroinim. The Taz argues. The Taz says that what happened? And the Paratich is, I know I borrowed money. I don't know if I paid you back or not. In this case, Zok the Taz, we all agree there was a payment. He went, he handed him $50,000. At that moment in time, had we stopped and asked you, is there a Cheskas Chiyuv here or not? The answer is no. There was a loan. There was a repayment. The Cheskas Chiyuv is gone. Now, 3 days or 3 months later, the mob is coming to say it was really a mistake. Although at the time the Cheskas Chiyuv went off, that was a mistake. And we should revert to the original Cheskas Chiyuv of the debt. Zok the Taz, nothing doing. Since an action happened, and at that moment in time, everyone accepted this as a valid payment, there's no longer a Cheskas Chiyuv. And the fact that you're coming now and saying, but that was all a mistake, or we should go ahead and revisit that, now you're trying to change that chazaka. And to change that chazaka, the Taz is mechadish, you can't do. And therefore, Zok the Taz, since there was a moment in time where it was becheskas paid, the Taz adds most currency, most money is not counterfeit. Therefore, there's a roiv. We have, since at that point, there was no longer a cheskas chiyuv. So therefore, the Taz says, now to be ma'ir that you can't do, and therefore the Taz says, any day in nischayavti, and you're going to be potter. So we have machlokes. The Rajdam says simply, any day paratich, and therefore you're going to be chayav, unless you, since it's a bari v'shema. The Taz argues and says, since we know at one point in time there was a payment, that payment was becheskas, a valid payment, and therefore it's going to be good. Now, there are a number of achroinim that make a slightly different distinction. What they say is it depends on what the transaction was. If you borrowed money, and then you come and you pay, and this story happens when you're repaying, then they be soid hold like the Rajdam, any dem pratich, and you're going to be chayiv. On the other hand, if you're buying something, you go to the store, they hand you a camera, you hand them $200. There, many achroinim say that halacha is going to be different. Because there, in the case of the halva, when you borrow the money, there's a cheskas chiyuv. 3 months later, when you repay, we have a safek whether you ever paid back. Any of the empratich, you're going to be chayiv. On the other hand, if you're buying something, you're buying it right now. There's a swap. It's a chalipin, if you will. You're giving me the camera, I'm giving you the money. There's no point in time where there's a cheskas chayiv. The exchange is happening at the same time. And therefore, in such a case, we don't say there is a cheskas, we don't say there's a cheskas chayiv, and there it would be any day in Hilvisani, and you're going to be off the hook. Now, this leads us back to the Chassam Sofer that we discussed last week. Chassam Sofer had a similar case where you were swapping things. One person gave a $100 bill. In exchange, he got 100 singles. And there was a question of whether it was given or not. Again, the Taz's issue, it wasn't a question of counterfeit, it was a question of whether it was given or not. Zavdach Chassam Sofer, in that case, he starts off by saying, it depends what happened first. If you definitely gave, one person gave over the money, and there's a question of whether he received in return what he was supposed to get, since we agree that he paid, there's a suffix, there's a cheskas chiyuv. There's a suffix way that he was ever satisfied, Zavdach Chassam Sofer says, ene deyem pratich. My she'en kein, if it's possible that the person put the money down on the table first, whatever that case was, therefore, there in that case, it's hilvisani. You never know whether he ever became obligated, and they're going to be pater. In other words, the Chassam Sofer holds that when you have a transaction simultaneous, I'm swapping one thing for the next, we break it up into the two components. We look at who handed who the thing first. If you handed the money, if you bought the item first and then you handed the money, which might be counterfeit, that's any adayim paratich. Because as soon as you accepted the item, you owe the money. If you're not sure if you repaid, any adayim paratich is going to be chayiv. If you paid first and then he handed you the item, there, since your repayment was valid, then we handed you the item, he was just handing you the item, that's any adayim is chayafi and you're going to be pater. Then the Chassam Sofer said, what happens if you're not sure? Let me say, it's mistavra. Anyway, we're going to look at it, that there's a vadai chiyuv, a suffix patur, and you're going to have to pay. Let's go back for a moment to the two explanations we had in Ein Adam Pratich. One svara we had is a cheskas chiyuv. There was a point in time you owed the money. There's a suffix whether that changed. So if there's a bari v'shem and we know you owe the money, until you can, since we don't know that it ever changed, you're going to have to pay. If that's the svara, then it's critical to look at what happened first. If I borrowed money and then 3 months later I'm paying back, there's a cheskas chiyuv. And if it's not clear there's a repayment, I'm going to have to pay. I'm going to owe it back. Masha'en kein mekach u'memkar, that happened simultaneously. There was never a cheskas chiyuv. It happens right away, or certainly it might depend on which order, that'll be a machlokes. There's no cheskas chiyuv, and therefore you're going to be pater. However, according to the Shach, according to the second explanation that we had, that you don't need a cheskas chiyuv, the svara is ein safek moitzim devada. When you borrow money in that case, that is enough to be chayiv. If there's a safek, it doesn't make a difference whether it was before or after, but it's a safek. A safek is not a defense against something which would create a vada chayiv. In that case, we don't care what happens first, what happens last. You took a camera, that's a vadai reason to have to pay the $200. You have a suffix whether you actually paid the money or whether you gave monopoly money. So it doesn't matter what came first, what came second. Since you took something which is vadai creates a chiyuv, there's a suffix whether you paid money which would satisfy it. According to the Shach Svaro, we don't care about the order. We'll say bari v'shem bari adif, and it'll be the end of the impratich, and you're going to be chayiv. And therefore, what comes out is that if you hold like the Shach, which I think most places can do hold, that you do not need a cheskas chiyuv, ein tzag moiz devada is enough, then we will not look at the order and what happened, even if it's simultaneously, as long as you got the camera, you got something which is enough to create a chiyuv, there's a suffix whether you're satisfied by paying it, that would be a case of any idea imperatich and you'd be chayiv. You still have the Taz's svara, that if at the time it seemed good and he's waking up the next day and saying, maybe there's really a problem, the Taz would still hold there is a cheskas. The piron was enough. What? There's a stack of achrayim on either side. It's you can't be machriya. Now, in halach lemaisa, we can bring up the point that you made, and that is the machlokes Taz and Rashdam is very hard to be machriya. Whether you say it is cheskas chiyuv, not a cheskas chiyuv. But there's another argument here. Most people are not experts. Most people would not recognize counterfeit money. And when you pay someone, it's really a loy havalei lemeida. You're not expected to carefully examine every one of the bills and figure out whether it's counterfeit or not. If that's the case, your shemo, even in the case where you borrowed first and you paid back afterwards, you have all the eni adam pratich. Nevertheless, it's a shemo toiv because it's loy havalei lemeida. You have no way of knowing whether this money is counterfeit. Since that itself is a loy havalei lemeida, many places can hold that that's a defense. Eni adam pratich is not chayev when it's loy havalei lemeida. So certainly, give me tzar of those shitas with the shita of the Taz and the ones that follow it, and halach l'maisa, you're going to be pater.